ISIS is just one of many parties in Syria's civil war. And we hear next from an area controlled by a different rebel group.
We placed a Skype call to a suburb of Damascus and reached a man who lives there. He describes Syria's civil war as it looks where he lives.
The man is a photographer. For security, he goes by a pseudonym, Saeed al-Batal. He's in a zone that has been besieged by the government.
I live in a city called Douma. It's 5 kilometers north of Damascus. It's actually the biggest city in the Ghouta. Now, the East Ghouta is under siege, complete block siege, and this siege made life so difficult.
I've been to Douma. I went through very quickly because it was being shelled. Artillery shells were landing at the time. But I have a memory of a strip of auto dealerships. One of them was on fire. There were destroyed houses visible behind that. You're in one of those neighborhoods, perhaps, that I glimpsed from the highway then.
Yeah, I'm exactly in that city. The city used to have like 750,000 people. Now there's about 250,000 people in the city. All of us like eat one meal a day, and there's not enough of anything. We are in big need for everything, actually.
How does food get into the suburb of Damascus where you are, Douma?
Under the siege, you can make deals with the army that's around East Ghouta. It's under table deals that goes with high prices. The price of 1 kilogram of rice here in Douma costs like about $10. And $10 in this area is too much because no one can make more than $1 a day if he is lucky.
I spoke with a man once who described his life in Douma as being part-time holding a weapon, being in a front line, and then part-time going away. It was like shift work. He would rotate in and rotate out. Do you do that?
No, I don't hold weapons. I only carry camera. And that's a kind of weapon, or at least that's what I think. So I do go to the front line, and I do stand beside the fellow rebel who is carrying a weapon, but I do go there to film what he's doing. In Syria, I don't know if you understand, but in Syria, before the revolution, holding a camera or having a camera is a big crime.
Mm-hmm.
I think before the revolution, there's no pictures from Syria, or so little pictures from Syria. After the revolution, there's massive numbers of pictures and movies from inside Syria, and that is one of the good side of the revolution. Now I can go to all the free areas and film whatever I want and capture whatever I think is good. That's enjoying a little part of freedom.
I want to remind people that United States policy towards Syria has been complicated. The U.S. has demanded that President Bashar al-Assad must step down, but has not struck the Syrian regime. The U.S. has used airstrikes and other means against ISIS in the northern part of the country. What do people around you say about U.S. policy?
Do you want the truth?
I want the truth.
Okay. It's either stupid or don't care.
People think the United States is stupid or that the United States doesn't care.
Yeah. And they see that because the regime killed more than 200,000 people. And not none of the world did anything. And when ISIS killed about 3,000 people, all the world like gathered.
Do the people who remain include children? And do they have anything like a normal life? Do they, for example, go to school?
I don't remember what normal life is now. Not a clear vision of that. I don't have a clear vision of that. But there is civilian life in here. Of course, there is women and there is children. So we do create small schools that goes in the basements and try to educate children as much as they can. But under this harsh situation where you don't have safety or you don't eat enough, your education will be the last of your concern.
Saeed, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.
That's Syrian photographer and filmmaker Saeed al-Batal.